but I knew he was doing it. He was helping those girls disappear into very quick and final movie careers. I was almost positive. I'd not found any body parts and hadn't seen him do it, but everything fit. And on the internet, I did manage to locate some particularly inventive pictures of three of the missing girls. They didn't look very happy in those pictures, although some of the things they were doing were supposed to bring joy, I've been told. I couldn't positively connect Jaworski with the pictures, but the mailbox address was South Miami, a few minutes from the school, and he was living above his means. And in any case, I was being reminded with increasing force from the dark back seat that I was out of time, that this was not a case where certainty was terribly important. But the ugly dog worried me. Dogs were always a problem. They don't like me, and they quite often disapprove of what I do to their masters, especially since I don't share the good pieces. I had to find a way around the dog to Jaworski. Perhaps he would come out. If not, I had to find a way in. I drove past Jaworski's house 3 times, but nothing occurred to me. I needed some luck, and I needed it before the dark passenger made me do something hasty. And just as my dear friend began to whisper imprudent suggestions, I got my small piece of luck. Jaworski came out of his house and climbed into his battered red Toyota pickup as I drove past. I slowed down as much as I could, and in a moment he backed out and yanked his little truck toward Douglas Road. I turned around and followed. I had no idea how I was going to do this. I was not prepared. I had no safe room, no clean coveralls, nothing but a roll of duct tape and a fillet knife under my seat. I had to be unseen, unnoticed, and perfect, and I had no idea how. I hated to improvise, but I was not being offered a choice. Once again, I was lucky. Traffic was very light as Jaworski drove south to Old Cutler Road, and after a mile or so, he turned left toward the water. Another huge new development was going up to improve life for all of us by turning trees and animals into cement and old people from New Jersey. Jaworski drove slowly through the construction, past half a golf course with the flags in place but no grass on it, until he came almost to the water. The skeleton of a large, half-finished block of condos blotted out the moon. I dropped far back, turned out my headlights, and then inched close enough to see what my boy was up to. Jaworski had pulled in beside the block of condos to be and parked. He got out and stood between his little truck and a huge pile of sand. For a moment, he just looked around, and I pulled onto the shoulder and turned off the engine.